It's quiet in here. Too quiet. I'm cold too. Naked. My nipples are pinched and erect. I can feel the chill setting into my toes and fingertips. I've been bound so long. Spread-eagled. My wrists and ankles tightly cuffed and chained into a taut cross shape. A blindfold covers my eyes, depriving me of my sight. All I can hear is the sound of my own breathing, ragged, rasping against the ball filling my mouth. My jaw is starting to ache. The leather straps of the gag press uncomfortably against the corners of my mouth. I've been waiting for someone to arrive. I don't know who. You've chosen, and you're waiting too. You say nothing. You don't touch me, and you won't, not until he arrives. When he does, he sits on the bed next to me. I feel it depress. I hear the soft creaking and smell the scent of a leather jacket. He's taking it off. Like you, he's fully clothed, comfortable, at ease, while I shiver, tense and exposed. He presses his hand against my pussy, cupping me with the flat of his palm, stroking me, and now his thumb teases my clit and he slips his fingers inside me. He starts to stroke my hair and whisper in my ear, "Good girl, that's my sweet, precious baby girl." I don't like this. I don't like this kind of thing. You're doing so well, such a good girl for me. It's too much. It's sickening. I don't want to be spoken to like this, like an affection-starved child. Sex isn't about this for me. I don't want this sweetness, this kindness. I don't want to feel things that aren't sensations, excitement, and maybe even a taste of heart pounding, exquisite fear. But this is giving me dread. Everything going on is so confusing. The sensations, the smells, your voice, persistent in my ear. But I feel myself grow slicker and wetter, his fingers sliding with ease as he rubs me, spreading my heat from my pussy all the way to my pulsing throat. Good girl. You're such a well-behaved girl for daddy. My face is burning with shame and my stomach is churning. Ah, he tells you that he thinks I'm ready, talking about me like I'm not here. It's okay. I won't let him hurt you, baby. Never let anyone hurt you. Gross. I feel more naked and more vulnerable hearing these words than I do having my pussy fucked by this complete stranger. I can't let you have this power over me. To make me feel those things. To need your kindness. To need your comfort and reassurance. My brain wants to fight what's happening. The things you're saying, but there's no way to stop hearing this. To stop processing it. What it means. He's heavier than you, as he climbs on top of me. I feel his breath on my face. It leaves a vapor. He smells of cigar smoke and brandy. Nobody drinks brandy this early in the evening. Did you tell him to come smelling like that? Knowing how it would make this even more awful and meaningful for me. I want to recoil, but I can't. I scream silently, inwardly. He's thrusting now, fucking me hard. And I can't help it, my body starts to respond. Clenching and gripping him. And it doesn't hurt, despite the wrongness of this scene. Or, God knows, because of it. I'm so ready for him. He's breathing through his mouth, onto my face as he groans and shudders. I squeeze my eyes tightly shut, but no one can tell through the blindfold. Gives me some strange comfort, though, to imagine putting another layer of defense between me and him. And you keep telling me how much I'm pleasing you. Like I need your validation as he pounds me, grinding his hips into mine, making me throb and pulsate until I moan and wail in orgasm, wave after wave coursing through my spent body. Afterwards, he slips away like he was never here. Like my own filthy, sordid imagination did all of this to me. I barely notice you untie me and scoop me into your arms. Inhaling your familiar scent, suddenly I'm broken, shaking and heaving. You ask me if I'd like you to run me a bath, bathe me. And I feel myself nodding, swallowing hard to stop the tears from flowing. It's okay, you tell me gently. You can cry. It's okay to cry. A wave of nausea washes over me. I don't cry in front of people. But they say, what soap is for the body, tears are for the soul. And I do want to feel clean again.